We'll call this meeting to order, the Board of Regents. Could we please have a roll call?
Regent Ariscotta.
Here.
Regent Boylan.
Aye.
Regent Brooks.
Here.
Regent Carter. Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Dubrava.
Here.
Regent Geddes.
Here.
Regent McAdoo.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent, oh, I see you. Thank you, Regent McMichael. Regent Moran.
Yes.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian.
Present.
You have a quorum present.
Thank you. And I just wanted to let the board and the community know why I'm conducting this meeting. Per the Title I, Article 4, Section 3 of the handbook, if the chair and vice chair are unable to conduct the meeting, then conducting the meeting falls to presiding officer pro tem, which is the senior regent on the board who is present. So that has fallen to me. So I am here to conduct and run the meeting today. I am not in any way, shape, or form the chair pro tem or the vice chair pro tem, and I will not be in consideration for those positions when we get to that agenda item later today. I'm just here to help us conduct today's meeting and get through today. I would also like to point out that since our general counsel, Joe Reynolds, recused himself from the process, Chief of Staff Nick Lajewski reached out to the AG's office, and we have Rosalie Breedlove from the Attorney General's office, who will be our open meeting law expert and will be our legal opinion for today. And she will be advised by Yvonne, our Deputy Attorney General, who will be helping her out on anything that is in the handbook or the procedures, the guidelines manual that she doesn't know. But Assistant AG Breedlove will be in charge of all of our legal decisions today. And I want everybody to know that in order to keep the conversation flowing and going, everybody needs to text Carrie as far as if you want to get in the queue to speak. Any regent in Reno, Las Vegas, online, on the phone, make sure you text Carrie, and we'll get everybody in the queue at that point. So with that, we will go to the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would ask Regent Brooks to lead us in it. Regent Brooks.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With that, now we will go to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
Yes.
Yes, we do have public comment in Elko.
Yeah. Please state your name and proceed.
For the record, my name is John Tierney. Last name, T as in Tom, I-E-R-N-E-Y. I was a classroom teacher for 34 years, with 28 of those years at the middle school in Elko. I was the 2016 Nevada State Teacher of the Year, and I was named an NEA Global Fellow for China in 2017. I just finished working 3 years on the Superintendent's Teacher Advisory Cabinet for the state of Nevada. I currently have the honor of serving as chair of the Great Basin College Institutional Advisory Committee, the oversight of which rests with the NCHE Board of Regents. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Chair Kathy McAdoo for her many decades of selfless service benefiting all students locally and for the state of Nevada. She has demonstrated her dedication and passion to help clear the way to success as the leader of the PACE Coalition and as a regent. As an educator, I was fortunate enough to have her children in my classroom. I have worked with her in the capacity as a parent and a professional, and wish to publicly thank her for her service and dedication to the education community. Nevada is a better place because of Kathy McAdoo, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Any other public comment in Elko?
There is no more public comment in Elko at this time.
I see no public comment in Reno. Do we have public comment in Las Vegas? Is that, do we have public comment in Las Vegas?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. For the record, my name is David Dazlich, D-A-Z-L-I-C-H. I'm the Director of Government Affairs for the Vegas Chamber. Here this morning to speak on regarding the selection of a new chair and vice chair for the Board of Regents. The Vegas Chamber is the state's largest business organization, which represents thousands of employers and employees that have students enrolled in NCHE institutions throughout our community. It has long been the main objective of the Vegas Chamber to support NCHE in their mission to prepare for employment opportunities upon graduation. However, we believe that ongoing challenges are negatively affecting this focus and mission. The reality is our higher education system is too important to the future of our state for it to be subjected to these continuing systemic issues. These issues are impacting students, faculty, and staff, and are a distraction to student success and achievement. While it is imperative that we change the current chair and vice chair, the Board of Regents need to adopt a new and transparent approach toward governance. NCHE cannot continue to endure the same business as usual approach. The Chamber believes that the existing Board of Regents leadership must be replaced with a chair and vice chair that have not previously held these positions. This will ensure a fresh start for the board and allow for an unbiased investigation. We implore you, as the governing body of Nevada's higher education institutions, to move forward with new leadership. We need to create a new, healthy culture for higher education in Nevada for the sake of the hundreds of thousands of students enrolled in this system. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. Is there any other public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, Carrie, do we have any written and submitted public comment?
Yes, thank you, Regent Geddes. The first comment is from Stacy Smith. I would like to express my appreciation for the dedication that Chair McAdoo has shown in her many years of serving Nevada, and especially rural Nevada. Child and student success and well-being has been at the forefront of her efforts for decades. As a sister nonprofit director, Chair McAdoo served as a source of insight and understanding of complicated issues, seeking and providing clarity of complex documents, and freely sharing her knowledge with others. As an NCHE trustee, she has used that same process along with her dedication to our state to support the education of Nevada students. As a community member of Pahrump, I especially value the dedicated focus and efforts of Chair McAdoo to understand the educational needs of rural Nevada. Thank you, Chair McAdoo. The next comment is from Caroline McIntosh. For the record, my name is Caroline McIntosh. I live in Ely and I'm a member of Great Basin College's Institutional Advisory Committee and Foundation. It is with great pleasure that I share my appreciation for Chairperson Kathy McAdoo for her decades of support for Nevada students. Chairman McAdoo supports Nevadans in every stage of their educational and career lives. The Ely campus of Great Basin College thrives due to the efforts and dedication to all students by Chairwoman McAdoo. Thank you for this opportunity to share my gratitude to Chairwoman McAdoo. That is all the public comment I have at this time.
Thank you, Carrie. We will now move on to item number two. And I just wanted to give the board a little context. We have not had anything in our rules as far as a chair and vice chair pro tem, but our handbook defers to Robert's Rules of Order when we don't have anything specific in there. And in Robert's Rule of Order, it does allow us to elect a chair and vice chair pro tem. So that's the process that we have on today's agenda item, is deferring to our handbook and Robert's Rule of Order and going to that procedure. And again, I would like everybody to make sure that you get in the queue with Carrie so that I know you want to speak and that we get things going in that order. And at this point in time, as I mentioned earlier, I am not in consideration for either of these positions, and I want everybody to know that right up front and be very clear about that. The way we're going to do it is based on the nominations and who we get there. We'll do aye-nay votes on the candidates for chair and vice chair. And at this point, I would like to ask if there are any regents who feel they need to abstain on this particular item. Hearing none, we will go who was that?
Chair Geddes, we have comment in Elko.
Okay. Proceed.
This is Regent McAdoo. And I, for public record, I want it to be known that I received an email at 10:08 p.m. last night from System Legal Counsel advising me to disclose and abstain from the vote. Out of an abundance of caution, I'm going to do that, because from 10 o'clock last night until 8 o'clock this morning, there was really no appropriate time for me to process all of the information that was sent to me last night. So I'm going to read the abstention and the disclosure that was sent to me. The purpose and scope of this agenda item is to select temporary new board leadership as a result of my voluntary temporary resignation during the pendency of an internal investigation of a confidential personnel matter in which I am personally named. I have an obligation as a public officer and representative of the board to avoid conflicts of interest and protect the public's trust in government under the Nevada Ethics Law, NRS 281A020. As this agenda item directly relates to these underlying allegations, it affects my personal interest, including my ongoing pecuniary interest in my position as a regent. I will be abstaining from voting on this agenda item. I have consulted with legal counsel for the board by way of receiving this in email to understand my obligations under the ethics law and our regent code of ethics under our bylaws. And I agree that it is in the best interest of the public to ensure independence and transparency in this process. Therefore, I am disclosing this conflict and will abstain from voting on the agenda item. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Regent McAdoo. Any others? Okay, and now we'll proceed with the agenda item. And what I want all the board to realize is that what we are doing today with the vote, as soon as we conclude the vote, that the pro tem would be effective immediately. So they would take over right after this meeting as chair and vice chair pro tem, and they would serve through the conclusion of the investigation or through the conclusion of the term, which ends June 30th, whichever comes first. So that is the motion as far as where we're at and what we're looking for in selecting the pro tem. And I have first is Regent Moran. Regent Moran.
Yes, thank you, Regent Geddes. I would move to appoint membership as leadership, elected leadership under the title and the bylaws of the Board of Regents. Regent Del Carlo as our chair, also vice chair membership, Regent Amy Carvalho to serve as our vice chair. Regent Geddes, I don't think that there is anyone on this board that is better suited, considering all facts and circumstances that the system has moving forward, both positively and negatively. I do look forward to seeing both Regent Del Carlo and Regent Carvalho moving forward, building consensus, working with the Chancellor and the Chancellor's Cabinet, as well as her colleagues. And I'm excited to see this move forward. With that, I will stand on that motion, Regent Geddes, and I appreciate you taking me in line.
Thank you, Regent Moran. Regent Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I couldn't agree more with the comments made by the Vegas Chamber representative about being not continuing in business as usual and getting a fresh start. With that in mind, I would like to nominate the two newest members of our board because they bring forward the freshest start we can possibly have. I would like to nominate Joe Arascata for Chairman Pro Tem and Byron Brooks for Vice Chairman Pro Tem.
Regent Geddes, are we going to go ahead and move forward with discussion on the motion? My motion?
We have nominations on the floor. If you want to make continuing arguments in support of those motions, yes, you may proceed.
Yes, thank you, Regent Geddes. And again, standing motion on the floor right now, pursuant to Robert's rules and the bylaws that we have, would be in order of presentation, first in time, as we all know. So I would like to see consideration of my particular motion made first. Is there a second on that motion?
For the elections, Regent Moran, we do not need a second. So we nominate names and then we take a vote on the names and we see who gets plurality and who can get to seven votes.
Thank you, Regent Geddes.
We don't need a second for the motion.
Thank you, Regent Geddes. Can we also have discussion on that item? I have a particular area of concern that I'd like to just vet out briefly with our legal counsel.
Yes, Regent Moran, proceed.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Regent Geddes. I have a concern. I served on the State Ethics Commission, not only as a governor or gubernatorial appointee, but I also was elected by my peers and colleagues on that particular commission as the chair. We actually had a case that went to the United States Supreme Court where writ was granted and the Nevada Supreme Court was overturned. It was a very, very interesting and fun experience. That being said, Regent Geddes, I have a concern with regards to vote in light of some of the ongoing issues and matters of a confidential nature that we are dealing with. And I'd like to hear from our lawyer, Ms. Yvonne Navarez-Goodson, with regards to ethics and government law under NRS 281A with regards to disclosure and abstention, and who is eligible to vote with regards to these vacated positions under our bylaws. Ms. Navarez-Goodson?
Ms. Breedlove is our attorney for today, so I would ask her to respond first and then to turn over to Yvonne. So,
thank you, Regent Geddes.
Good morning. I'm here primarily on open meeting law for ethics questions. I will defer to Ms. Navarez-Goodson to answer with respects to the ethics.
Thank you, Rosalie. Ms. Navarez-Goodson, could you give us a little color on 281A in terms of eligibility of membership to vote for these particular vacated positions in leadership?
Yvonne, your mic's not up. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. For the record, Yvonne Navarez-Goodson, Deputy General Counsel for Nevada System of Education. Regent Moran, I think what we saw here earlier was a disclosure and abstention by Regent McAdoo. That was upon my advice based upon the ethics law, given the circumstances of this particular agenda item It was my advice that she both disclose and abstain because the nature of this agenda item affects her resignation as a result of a pending personnel action. The same advice would apply to Regent Carter, but it's my understanding that Regent Carter is not present today, and so therefore there will be no disclosure and abstention on the record due to his absence. But that would have been my advice on ethics law for purposes of this meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, Regent Geddes.
Does that answer all your questions, Regent Martin?
Well, it doesn't answer all of my questions, but it answers a couple of questions, that's for sure.
Fair enough.
We have the Attorney General here. I'm trying to stay within the parameters of our open meeting laws that are vague and ambiguous as they stand, but that's, again, another question for another day.
Trying. We're always trying. So we will go to the a roll call vote, and we're looking for an aye or a nay with the chair and vice chair votes from each member that is present and participating. And we will start first with chair, with Regent Del Carlo. Carrie, could you please do a roll call?
Regent Carter is absent. Regent Carvalho.
I'm confused on, I'm just voting on whether Regent Del Carlo will be the temporary chair. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Aye.
You're voting if you would support her as temporary chair. Correct.
Okay. Yes. Aye.
Regent Del Carlo.
Aye.
Regent Dubrava.
Aye.
Regent Geddes.
Aye.
Regent McAdoo has abstained. Regent McMichael.
Aye.
Regent Moran.
Aye.
Regent Perkins.
Nay.
Regent Tarkanian. You're muted, Regent Tarkanian. Regent Tarkanian, I'll come back to you because you're muted. Regent Ariscotta?
Nay.
Regent Boylan? Nay. Regent Brooks?
Nay.
Regent Tarkanian?
Aye.
Thank you. That is 7 votes. Regent Geddes.
Thank you. Now, we will also do an aye or nay vote for Regent Ariscotta for chair.
Regent Del Carlo.
So we're voting for Ariscotta to be chair? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, nay.
Regent Dubrava.
Nay.
Regent Geddes.
Aye.
Regent McAdoo has abstained. Regent McMichael.
Nay.
Regent Moran.
Nay.
Regent Perkins.
Aye.
Regent Tarkanian.
Nay.
Regent Ariscotta.
Vote for myself, yay.
Regent Boylan?
Aye.
Regent Brooks?
Aye.
Regent Carter is absent. Regent Carvalho?
Before I vote, can I, I'm confused, what if both get the same number of votes? Then what happens? At our previous meeting, as we went around the room, each person said when there were two people for vice chair, each person said what person they wanted. So I'm confused that we're doing it differently this time. And I'd just like to know if both candidates have the same number of votes, then what happens?
Well, currently,
Regent Geddes,
if I can.
Regent Geddes.
If we have a tie, then we will have a little bit more debate on who we think it should be, and then we'll re-vote.
Okay. My vote is nay.
Thank you, Regent Carvalho. That is 5 yeas, 6 nays.
Sorry, say that one more time, Carrie. I didn't get that.
5 yeas, 6 nays.
Okay, so Regent Del Carlo is the chair based on the plurality. And now we will go to vice chair and an aye nay for Regent Carvalho.
Regent Dubrava.
Aye.
Regent Geddes.
Aye.
Regent McAdoo is abstained. Regent McMichael.
Aye.
Regent Moran.
Aye.
Regent Perkins.
Nay.
Regent Tarkanian.
Aye.
Regent Arascata.
Nay.
Regent Boylan.
Nay.
Regent Brooks.
Nay.
Regent Carter is absent. Regent Carvalho.
Aye.
Regent Del Carlo.
Aye.
7 yeas, 4 nays.
And now for Regent Brooks.
Regent Geddes.
Aye.
Regent McAdoo is abstained. Regent McMichael.
Nay.
Regent Moran.
Pending matter on the floor, Madam Chief of Staff.
Regent Moran, I don't think we can.
No, I just was wondering who are my selecting at this point in time, just as a clarification.
This is Regent Perkins' nomination for Regent Brooks to serve as Vice Chair Pro Tem.
That would be a no. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
You're welcome.
Madam Chief of Staff, excuse me. I stand corrected.
Regent Perkins.
Aye.
Regent Tarkanian. You're muted, Regent Tarkanian.
Excuse me.
Could you please state your vote, Regent Tarkanian, for Regent Brooks as Vice Chair Pro Tem?
Nay.
Thank you. Regent Arascata.
For Regent Brooks, yay.
Regent Boylan.
Yeah.
Regent Brooks.
I think I'm going to say yay on that one.
Regent Carter is absent. Regent Carvalho.
Nay.
Regent Del Carlo.
Nay.
And Regent Dubrava.
Nay.
5 yeas, 6 nays.
So based on the votes there, the Chair Pro Tem will be Regent Del Carlo. The Vice Chair Pro Tem will be Regent Carvalho. And they will serve effective at the end of this meeting through the end of the investigation or until June 30th, whichever comes first, based on the decision of the board. And I must apologize to Ms. Bordalov for pronouncing her name wrong. I appreciate you being here and helping us, and I'm sorry I butcher names, but we truly appreciate you being here and helping us out. So with that, they will serve as just designated starting at the end of this meeting through the end of the investigation or until June 30th. With that, we'll close agenda item number 2 and go to agenda item number 3, new business. Is there any new business?
Yes, Regent Geddes, this is Regent Moran.
Yes, Regent Moran.
Just one item that I would like to take a closer look and see if we can't start moving in the right direction is the Chancellor's strategic plan that she has been working so hard with her cabinet on that she is prepared to introduce moving forward, which would be her forward-looking synopsis of where we need to be or where the system and the state of Nevada with regards to higher education, especially workforce development, needs to be over the course of the next 1,000 years. That being said, Regent Geddes, I would like to see, and I would impress upon our new membership and leadership to get with the chancellor and start moving that particular strategic initiative forward post-haste. That would conclude my remarks in new business, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to speak on that particular item under this particular agendized matter.
Hearing none and seeing none, we'll move on to public comment.
Excuse me, Regent
Is there
Geddes.
Any public comment in Elko?
Regent yes. Geddes, I apologize. Regent Perkins has new business.
Oh, sorry, Regent Perkins, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, let me be the first to say congratulations to our new chair and vice chair, Pro Tem, and I look forward to moving forward with all of us as a united front.
We're in new business, so we're in new business, not comments, but if there's any new business.
Regent.
Yes, Regent Geddes.
Regent Arascata.
Myself and Regent Brooks kind of jumped in at the same time. I'm going to jump on this one. I want to echo the same sentiments as Regent Perkins. I know we can go in the right direction, and there's a lot going on, but we will, as a strong body and unity of 13, we'll find a way, and I know that we can work together as one. It's irrelevant with logistically we're talking, north or south, we can do this. But there's one issue that I do want to take up, and it's an upcoming retreat of presidents. And as I look at the calendar, the upcoming retreat of presidents is going to be taking place on Thanksgiving weekend, from the departure probably on the 28th, but for all the presidents to be meeting in Arizona, I believe at Arizona State University on the 29th and 30th of November. One of the issues that I think is providing poor optics is that there will be individuals attending this conference that have been identified and been named in other issues.
Regent Arascata, I'm sorry. Just we are in new business.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm only.
I got you. I know, but the new business is possibly postpone, and this is a business. Postpone this until the further investigation, the conclusion of the investigation. Optically, I don't feel that it is in a positive light. In order to have this at this time, I do not want to cancel this because I think this retreat would be imperative, but I think it's just something that can be, the brakes can be pumped and it can be postponed. And I'd just like to touch upon that as new business prior to the end of the month, if possible.
Okay, I'm not sure there's a new business item in there, but I hear your comments. And to the other regents, we're looking at new business items for future agendas and not general comments. We can go to your comments under the next agenda item. Is there any new business for the board?
Well,
seeing none,
Regent Geddes.
Now. Yes, Regent Boylan.
Thank you. Well, I know you can scold me for this also. I'm not sure if this is new business or it's a remark, but I'd really appreciate it, and I think some other regents would too, if we were all kept in the loop of what's going on, because the events and all this happening were really a sudden jolt to me. And I don't think that anyone should try and keep it to themselves. If it is board business, NSHE business, anything that we are involved in, this is not personal. It's not for you only. I'm not saying it to you, but if there is something that the other board members would benefit from knowing, I really do believe we should be kept abreast of things. And if that's new business, I think I've done something good today. But if it isn't, I apologize.
I think that would count. You're just talking about more legal updates and updates as far as proceedings of the board and the system staff and system office.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. We can make that request. Any other new business? Now we will go to public comment. Any regents want to make a comment at this point?
Mr. Chair, I'll just have my comments moved to this point.
Yes, Regent Perkins. You just rolled yours to this. Got it. And Regent Boylan just spoke. Any others? Regent Del Carlo, I thought I saw your hand up.
Thank you, Regent Geddes. I just want to say this is a difficult situation. We're in uncharted territories and waters, and I commit to all of the regents and the people of the state of Nevada, they will do my best and work very hard to be open, transparent, and move us forward. I did appreciate what Regent Perkins had said, that we have 8 wonderful presidents. Our business has continued. We have one great mission to educate our students and support faculty and staff at all of our campuses and our cabinet and our support staff and SCS, and I take this opportunity as a way to move forward and get the people's business done and students' business. So with that, I thank you, and I will be open, transparent, and I've always been a pride of myself on good communications, and I think a lot of times that's where things go awry when we don't talk, and we don't always get along, but we do need to talk, and it's like any relationship. So you will have good communications from me. Thank you.
Regent.
Thank you.
Regent Geddes, I just have one comment that I'd like to make. Obviously, I want to congratulate Carol Del Carlo and Regent Amy Carvello. I really do look forward to, this body moving forward, regardless of the amount of time that you serve as our pro tem chair and vice chair. I'm hoping that we can move the dial a little bit and change some of the optics that are perceived in terms of the things that are happening with both the Board of Regents and ENCHI. And so I know the tasks ahead of you are pretty large in terms of what that looks like. And so if there's any additional support that I could offer, please let me know, because I really do believe that we need to move as a cohesive body as we go forward with what this looks like from an administrative standpoint with our system of higher education. I concur with Regent Perkins in that the business of higher education has not stopped. The presidents that we have at our higher education institutions have continued to do a fantastic job in ensuring that our students graduate, have the resources that they need, and seek the board's advice in terms of the business of higher education. So even with all the things that we have going on, I think it's a testament to the university presidents and institutional presidents that we have that they still get some fantastic work done, and nothing has stopped the momentum. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Brooks. And I'm just going to echo that sentiment. I mean, we have 8 fantastic presidents who have their institutions running and humming, and especially under the conditions of COVID and where we are. I think all 8 of them are doing fantastic work with what's in front of them. And I'm glad they're able to proceed with everything they're doing, despite what is happening on our side of it. And I will say that after I gavel down as the presiding officer pro tem, I'm out of it. So good luck to Regent Del Carlo and Regent Carvalho, and I am here to support both of them and every member of the board with my experience in whatever way I can, and I'm happy to help and happy to serve in any way I can. And with that, we'll go to public comment in Elko. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is no public comment in Elko at this time. Thank you.
And there is no public comment in Reno. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas?
No, there's not, Regent Geddes.
Do we have any written public comment, Carrie?
We do not. Thank you.
Then this board stands adjourned.